Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. May I please speak to Benjamin?
Speaking.
Benjamin, thank you very much for taking a call, sir. Happy Monday. My name is Richard. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. All your answers are confidential, Benjamin. Can you just have a couple minutes of your time, sir?
What's this about?
Oh, okay. This is regarding what the issues are going right now in your community, Benjamin. Okay? So it's not gonna take no more than 5 minutes of your time, okay? Real quick. Let me just ask you this, just be sure we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you very much, Benjamin. Okay, and I know it's still a long wait off, but are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Benjamin, will you vote or probably vote? Or 50-50?
Yeah, I've worked the polls. I've been working the polls for 40 years now.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you very much. Let me just ask this. Will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, or less important, or about the same, sir?
More important than previous.
More important. Thank you very much. Regardless of how you are previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or as a Republican or as an independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you very much. Okay, will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat, Benjamin?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in the country is headed right now?
I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied. Okay. Thank you very much. Allow me just one moment. Allow me just one moment, sir. Let me just go ahead and my system is kind of slow here. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but it's in the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Jill Stein and independent Robert F. Jeff Kennedy Jr., or independent Cornel West, or Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. For who you vote?
I don't understand.
Let me read this back to you, sir. And if I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Jill Stein and independent Robert F. J. Kennedy Jr. or independent Cornel West or Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. And have you recently read or seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing right now?
Yes.
Yes, a lot? Oh, yeah. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? Yes.
I like
yes
the
or no?
Talk.
Okay.
I like
thank you very much.
Right
okay, and has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more, less favorable towards him, or much favorable, or someone more favorable, or some more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable, Benjamin?
I'm more unfavorable.
More unfavorable. Okay, and what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump, on your own words?
My own words, because he's a crook.
Okay, he's a crook. Okay, thank you very much. And we're almost done on this, okay? We're almost done on this. Let me just go ahead and get this real quick here. Okay, and generally speaking, does President Biden handling of the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference to you, sir?
It makes no difference to me.
You make no difference, okay?
No, because I'm going
thank
to
you very much.
Many hands.
I understand that, sir. Okay, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not at all.
Every day.
Every day, very often, okay? And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or other?
CNN.
CNN. Okay. Thank you very much. And just one moment. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow? Benjamin?
I'm widow.
Well, you're a widow. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no, sir?
I'm the only one here.
You're the only one. Okay. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, or about half, less than half, or hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I'd say about half, yeah.
About half, okay. How will you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural? Urban? How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural. Okay. Okay. Okay, this is the last question here. Where one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no, sir?
No.
No. Okay. Do you identify as... okay, no, this is not for you here. Okay, I just wanted to say, Benjamin, thank you very much for your time. We already finished with your survey. Oh, everything that you just told me is very confidential. Hopefully, everything changes within the future. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening, sir. And enjoy your dinner, sir. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Benjamin.